Good morning, good afternoon, good night. Whenever you're listening to us, welcome to the Grady 570 Sports Podcast. I'm your host, Connor Burks. We got a lot to talk about today, Georgia softball being the topic. We got guest Michael A. Baer, the softball beat writer for the Red and Black, the paper here in Athens. If you haven't been following Georgia softball, just a quick update on them. They are 30-18. They are ranked number 22 in the country. They have struggled a little bit lately, though. They're 3-15 since in conference play. They're also 1-9 on the road. They started 12-0, 18-18 since. Last year, they're coming off a trip to the Women's College World Series, their first trip since 2010. We're going to go ahead and dive right into it, bring in Michael. You know, Michael, what have you kind of seen of these latest struggles here for the Georgia softball team?
Well, yeah, you know, like you said, they started the season really strong, and a lot of high expectations going this season, you know, with the Emanuel sisters being back for another year. But the biggest thing is once they got into conference play, they're facing teams that, you know, top 10 in the country, some of the highest caliber teams that you have in college softball today. And, you know, look at Florida, number one team in the country. You know, they have the best pitcher in the country. She pitched, you know, 14 strikeouts in game 3 of that sweep that Florida did over Georgia. And you look at Auburn, you know, fresh off a World Series championship visit. They didn't win, but they also eliminated Georgia last year for that. And so once you get into this cream of the crop of the SEC, you're really kind of see Georgia kind of struggle because they don't have the same kind of firepower. They don't have the same kind of pitching, the same kind of bullpen, and the hitting's just not there for them right now. And looking forward, I think they're going to get a couple more wins here because they're facing some lower competition. But as far as postseason goes, it's probably safe to say you're not going to see another World Series visit this year for the Georgia softball team. So,
yeah, so 27-3, I believe, in non-conference play so far this year. You think that the reason they've been struggling lately is because it's been against conference opponents?
Well, yeah, I think that's a big thing to deal with it. But if you're looking, comparing to last season, you know, I covered the team last year as well, and they had, you know, big-time pitchers like Chelsea Wilkinson, who was a lot like that Florida pitcher. You know, she would come out, you know, pitch about 10-plus strikeouts a game, you know, pitch complete games, and then you had Brittany Gray on the other side to kind of close things up. So now Brittany Gray is kind of in the forefront, and she's been doing a great job, but she'll need another year under her belt before she can get to the level that Chelsea was at last year. And you look at the offensive side of the ball, the hitting's great. Slap hitting's a big major thing for Georgia, but they just don't have the same kind of hitters they did last year when they had Tini Yosefa, who's now a first baseman coach for Georgia.
Yeah, I know they've played some neutral site games, but in strict away games where they're playing in the other team's home stadium, they're 1-9 on the year. What do you think's happening there?
You know, I think a big thing about playing on the road is something that I talked about a little bit with the Red and Black earlier this season. You know, every team has a grounds crew, and every team kind of prepares their field so the home team will have the best advantage. And, you know, when you go on the road, you have other crews that are preparing the field in a way that Georgia can't play as well. And that's a small factor of what's going on here. You know, a lot of the teams are a little bit better than Georgia that they're playing on the road right now. But we'll yet to see how they're really going to do on the road until they face some of the rest of the SEC.
Yeah, I know you mentioned probably not another trip to the Women's College World Series, but what do you see them doing in possibly the SEC tournament and just from beyond there in the postseason?
Well, you know, you look at their games that they've had and their losses in this tough stretch lately, and a lot of them have been pretty close games. You look at the Mississippi State series, you know, every game was decided by, you know, one or two runs. You look at the Florida series, and they kept, you know, pretty competitive with the best team in the country, so to speak. So I think they'll be competitive, and they'll definitely have a shot to maybe shock some people. But if we were betting men, which luckily we aren't, but if we were, I would say Georgia gets probably about a second-round exit in the SEC tournament.
Yeah, moving a little bit past the struggles of late and more on a positive note, senior Sydney Emanuel was just drafted last night, I believe it was, on Monday. Tell me a little bit about how her season has gone, how she's performed, and what you see from her moving on into the pros.
Well, you know, a big thing that Lou Harris Champer always says about Sydney is that she's just, you know, a huge spark plug for the team. She bats, you know, at the second of the order behind her sister, Courtney, and she's just been, you know, one of the focal points of the offense. She's extremely fast. She uses her speed to steal bases a lot, and she's going to be a big asset for the Akron Racers next year. She's going to go play with her former teammate, Alex Hugo, who was drafted last year by the same team. So it's going to be a nice little spot for Sydney to land in.
Yeah, absolutely. Wish her all the best of luck. I know you've been covering this team all this year and for some of last year as well, if not the entire season. What sort of good stories have you seen come out? Because I know you haven't just been writing gamers and stuff like that for the team.
Yeah. You know, last year I was more of just kind of a game reporter. I didn't really do a whole lot of big-time stories out of the season. But this year, you know, I've gotten an opportunity to kind of branch off from that and do a little bit more feature stuff. And one of the first things I wrote this season was actually on Sydney and Courtney Emmanuel, just kind of the fact that Sydney, you know, it's her senior season and she'll be graduating and I guess moving on to Akron now, and just kind of what the dynamic of their relationship. And, you know, the funny thing is it's not really all about just them two. Their entire family is very close. You know, their father played in the NFL and was also drafted, you know, incredible athletic family. And it was just one of the better stories I think I wrote this year, and I had a lot of fun doing it. But lately, actually, I just wrote, like I talked about the grounds crew earlier, I wrote about you know, how they prepare the field to give home field advantage. But lately, I just finished a story on Kendall Burton, who's actually a transfer from Oklahoma State University, previously at Texas San Antonio. She grew up with the Emmanuels. She's from the same hometown. She's overcome 23 surgeries in her lifetime as well as a stroke. And so it's an incredible sports story. Just finding little things like that is a lot of what we do at the Red and Black, just trying to find little things and make them into awesome stories. And that's what we do.
Yeah, absolutely. That Kendall Burton story sounds incredible. If you'd like to go read that, you can look up Michael A. Bear on redandblack.com. Thanks for joining us, Michael.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on.
That was guest Michael A. Bear, the softball beat reporter for the Red and Black, the paper here on campus, talking all things softball with us. For that team, they've got 6 regular season games left, 3 versus South Carolina here in Athens. So if you want to go out and see the softball team play their final 3 games in Athens before the postseason starts, that'll be this weekend at Jack Turner Stadium. And then the next weekend, they got 3 against Arkansas. So we'll see how they can do, if they can possibly pick up a couple more SEC wins before the season comes to an end. Then the SEC tournament will start on May 10th for this team and kind of see where that goes from there. It's going to be really interesting. Sometimes this team can put together a little bit of magic at the end of the season and do some good things. They have a great coach in Lou Harris Champer, who has a lot of wins, actually got to her 1,000th collegiate win this season for the Georgia Bulldogs. So you really never know what can happen. They've got a lot of good players. It'll be really interesting to see where we go from there. But thank you for joining us. That's all the time we've got for today. This has been the Grady 570 Sports Podcast. I'm Connor Burks. Thanks for joining us. Have a good day.